Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to be
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday service at the 2 p.m. hour. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. We want to welcome you with a great warm welcome in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. We just welcome you, every single one of you here to Sunday service this afternoon. Welcome everybody, you know, here from all over. Welcome you, those of you that are here with us in Houston, Texas. We love you so much. We thank you for being with us in Sunday service. We thank every single one that's here with us that's from Louisiana. Thank you as well for being with us here in Sunday service. Thank every single one that's here with us from New York City. Amen, amen, amen. We are so grateful that you are here with us. Thank every single one that's here with us from Illinois. Hallelujah. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Every single one that is here with us, whatever city that you are from, wherever you are living in, wherever you're at right now, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this afternoon. Amen. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Because we are right here in this place right now in the presence of the Lord, we are experiencing his goodness. Amen. We know that the word of God is about to go forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So welcome. Welcome, 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 every single one. Believers, every single where. Every single where. And thank y'all for welcoming us into y'all's home. Oh, my Lord. You could have been anywhere, but we just want to say thank God for you and thank God for you welcoming us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any guests here this afternoon would like to personally welcome you, This, if this is your first time here, you know, in Sunday service, you know, this is service. Amen. This is your first time here. We would like to personally welcome you. Apostle Tawanika and I would like to welcome you. You know, do press one. Press one, let us know, you know, who you are, where you're from. Amen. If you do have any prayer requests, you know, let that be made known too. This is the opportunity, you know, for us to pray, touch and agree. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Anything that is concerning you, you know, this is the time. You know, do press one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We enter in this morning just giving God all praise, glory, and honor because he's worthy of all praise. Amen. As the song said, encourage yourself, speak over yourself. Amen. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Can we give God all praise right now? We open our mouth and just say, thank you, Father. It is you that have kept me, oh God. It is you that have kept my family, oh God. It's you, oh God. Hallelujah. Have done it all. Amen. The finished work on the cross. When we just shout glory, hallelujah, according to Psalm 100, it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Can we do that on today? Say the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Amen. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures all generations. We want to welcome you one more time. Amen. If it's your first time, like Pastor Manning said, press one. We want to welcome you. We want to pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Believing, amen, combining our faith with your faith that God will move mighty, amen, even while we're still praying. We believe that God is already moving and already answering, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let us enter into prayer this time. Hallelujah. As we urge you in the Holy Spirit to have his way, right where you are, right where you are. Hallelujah. Will you lift your voice and just say thank you, Father. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, withholding nothing to say, oh, God. Lord, we come, oh, God, to be changed, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, change us, oh, God, and make us more like you. Heavenly Father, we come right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask you to search our heart and spirit and say, way, oh God. If you find any wicked will or error in us, let it be taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, according to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit. The truth that Jesus Christ is the Christ. Hallelujah. And we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Matthew 7:21, out of the love, hallelujah, that you place in our heart for you. Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken a contrite heart, a right heart, oh God, repentant in all our ways, amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come just to be worshiping you, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of those intimate love, relationship that we have with you, amen. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch my name, I heal, oh God, the life of your children, oh God, that are broken, oh God. That is broken, oh God, mend the tears in our soul right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, according to what David said in the book of Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desire, say even time of the course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day, oh God. Let the fire of God ever increase in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us, oh God, free spirit. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Lord, and let God be magnified. Let's say again, let God be magnified. Not your situation. Let God be magnified. Oh, everything is concerning you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there be any wicked way, oh God, in any of us on this line today, let it be exposed right now and take out the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we come against the spirit of anger and wrath right now. We come against the spirit of accuser and abandonment. We come against every spirit of murmuring, complaining, backbiting, evil. We command you to cease your ways and die in the way that come. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, all those circumstances in our hearts right now, fill them with your spirit, oh God, your tender mercies and your loving kindness. That we should be your praise, oh God, unto you all of the day long. Amen. Create us a heart of worship, oh God. Come with joy only you, Father God. You are our joy. Hallelujah. And our strength is going to lift up our heads. We look to you, oh God. Hallelujah. From which God have our help coming from you, Father God? And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Let us all through your Holy Spirit lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Oh, my dear, oh, we can't do it without you, God, God, but we can do all things with you. God, our hands be lifted up to you. As we go through, as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice, amen, a sweet savior aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise, and that everything brings a life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray, hallelujah, praise you, our Father. Hallelujah, our Savior Jesus Christ, a new, a right spirit within us right now. Hallelujah, that the mind of Christ arise within us, amen, and over us in all areas of our lives, amen. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father in the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree in the crowd right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is the presence in us right now, and is manifest in his glorious presence in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we tell you that we can commune with you, tell you right now at this time, in this place, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the power of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name that we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you for the Lord. Oh Lord, we pray for the lost ones today that they may be found, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, touch us right now, oh God, in a mighty way. That we will speak with the power and the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, baptize us right now by the Holy Ghost and with fire. The Holy Ghost, oh God. Let the fire become heavily increasing in us, oh God. Let it become contagious that anyone that will bound it will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come forward with the heart of forgiveness this morning, oh God. We forgive those who have hurt us, abandoned us, talked about us, lied on us, lied to us, mistreated, oh God. For your voice is in the region, it's so God, we will come to bless him, oh God, that it will be strange that we can raise, oh God, if he truly be saved in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And Lord, we repent right now, God, of all our sins, Lord, of unknown sins, oh Lord. This is a commission, this is a commission, oh God. Forgive us all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, oh God. All our prayers right now, piss off. And we shall be cleansed, washed, and we shall be white and strong, God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Now we are clear to cry right now because of the finished work on the cross and Jesus shed blood. All you know, we're new creatures in Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for a renewed mind right now, God. Now we keep our mind stayed on you, on you. Now we receive the perfect peace that comes from you and nothing of the world. And then all this life will increase right now, that you increase us in love, increase us in patience, oh God. Increase us in peace, oh God. Increase us in blessings and favor, oh God.
Should be a son of Washington, should be a son of God's payment, 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 should be a son of God's pay
God. We put you on, Lord. Let the authority, mighty Lord, let the authority of your word, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, release, oh God. Lord, we come after the more of you and less of our form. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, oh God. We need your help right now, God. We thank you on your call, prison, Lord, and the help that's on the way, you are ordained, Lord, oh God. And those are in the prayers of people in our organization. Lord, I ask right now, that you will call forth your ordained doctors and medical staff to shield your children. We come on the prayer of faith and obedience, to try to take our lives, in the natural and in the supernatural. We talk of that word right now with the power of Lord Jesus Christ. We declare the name of Jesus Christ and the prophet's word that we shall live and not die. We shall declare the good works of the Lord our God and the land of the living. Amen. For my name from Jesus' name, that you are blessed by the name of Christ.
Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, you did not have to do it. Yes, you did. We thank you.
all that you've been, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We give it all over to you right now. We give it all over to you right now, amen. We give it all over to God right now, whatever it is. Whatever it is, hallelujah. Just release and say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free. I'm free. I'm delivered and I'm free. Amen. I'm delivered and I'm free. When you say that today, when you speak over yourself, encourage yourself. Whatever it is, the sickness in your body, if it's chaos or drama, whatever it is in your life, just declare the prayer. I'm delivered and I'm free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the prayer that it shall be all the way. Hallelujah. And we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you, Father. We seal the spell of the word of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with favor and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. If you take this step today and you receive it, so shall it be unto you in your household. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. As we enter in this day, hallelujah. Just giving God our praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence.
Thank you.
We thank you. Move on us, mighty. Move on us, mighty. Receive it right now, sir. Receive it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For one more time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome one more time. Let's give God some glory.
Hallelujah.
Let's give
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Let's give God some glory.
Yes.
Give God some glory. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, Lord.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
because God alone, he's good.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
And he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel like shouting right now. Hallelujah.
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 Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up and told me to run on. Told me to run on, picked me up and told me to run on. He's my friend.
Hallelujah.
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 Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Hello.
How many know that can't nobody do you like Jesus?
Hello.
Can't nobody do you like God can do you.
Jesus.
It don't matter what it is that you might be going through right now. Will you call upon the Lord?
Because
can't nobody do you like Jesus can do you. Amen.
Amen.
He'll pick you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll place your feet on solid ground.
Amen.
Heal your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he won't just do it for you. He'll do it for your children.
Amen.
He'll do it for your wife.
Amen.
He'll do it for your husband.
Amen.
He'll do it for mommy and daddy.
Amen.
He'll do it for the whole church. Amen.
Amen.
He'll do it for the neighbors.
Yes.
He'll do it for every single body. When God shows up, God shows out. Amen.
Amen.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank y'all so much.
Yes.
The presence of the Lord is here. I want to let everybody know, receive that, pull on that anointing today. If you ain't never pulled on the anointing of God, pull on that anointing. The Holy Spirit is present in your home right now.
Yes.
I decree and declare that there will be some spiritual uplifting right now.
Yes, Lord.
There will be some giving birth, hallelujah, to the word of God today. There's going to be some burdens broken, hallelujah. There's going to be some people going to be delivered. There's going to be some sickness that's going to be taken out of your body. Strength is going to be coming instead of telling you. Amen. Pull on that anointing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes you just got to move out the way. When God want to move, hallelujah, he want to use you, let him use you. Let him use you. Amen. Amen. We're going to bring my Uncle Joe, Brother Joe Washington. He's here with us all the way from New York City. Amen. He's going to bless us with song. Uncle Joe, hallelujah.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to thank y'all for the prayers for my brother-in-law. I got a chance to speak to him after your service went off, and he said he's feeling pretty good. So I had a good night rest. I'm ready for that surgery tomorrow. And I told him, I said, don't you worry about a thing. It's all
Amen.
In God. God gonna take
Amen.
Care of you. You're gonna be all right. And I'm just so
Amen.
Glad that y'all keep continuing to keep him in y'all prayers because he's going to be all right.
Amen.
I got a feeling everything. I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right, be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right, gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right, gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. If I trust him, everything gonna be all right. Oh, if I trust him, everything gonna be all right. Oh, if I trust him, everything gonna be all right, be all right, be all right, be all right. Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right, be all right, be all right. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Amen.
Yes,
God,
yes, yes.
Thank God
amen.
For you so much.
Thank you. Thank you,
my
so
Lord,
much.
My God. Yeah, may God bless you. May God bless you. We thank you so much for blessing us in song. We know with you always be in position, you know, to bless us in that area. He just uplifts us. Amen. May God pour into you all that have left you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
Thank
you, Uncle Joe. We love
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Okay, we got some feedback on the line. Let's take care of this for a second here. Amen. Glory to God. We have our scripture reading this time. Y'all do apologize for the delay. Let's just get everything back lined up. Hopefully you all can hear well. Amen. Well, we just thank God. The scripture this day, this beautiful day, October the 24th, is going to be coming out the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 21. The Bible reads, repay no Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. And verse 21 reads, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Amen. May God have a blessing to the ears, the hearers, and the doers of this word. And I just want to give a little breakdown of the scripture here for you. I won't be long. But in these verses, it summarizes the core of Christian living. If we love someone the way Christ loves us, we will be willing to forgive. Amen. So if we have experienced God's grace, we will want to pass it on to others. And remember, grace is undeserved favor. I want you to understand it. Grace is undeserved favor. So by giving an enemy a drink, we're not excusing him of his misdeeds. We're recognizing him, forgiving him, and loving him in spite of his sins, just as Christ did for us. Amen? May we operate with the mind of Christ. God, again, God bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And it is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. At this time, we're going to have our selection, and then we're going to come back here for the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manny. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Amen.
someone out like, listen, no food on the table.
No food on the table.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I know
you.
That he is able.
I know that he is able. Lord.
And you know what I can't find any words to say? You know what I'll say? Hey, hey, hey.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Bring them to Jesus. And that is what we are called to do as God has called us to lead his sheep. Amen. At the sounds of our hearts and our minds to receive the preached word today, where the Holy Spirit of the living God has given to the servant at this time. I present to you, Lord, again, the pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, who keeps his heart pure. Amen. He keeps his mind sharp. He has integrity. He works hard. He devotes himself to God. He takes care of his home. Amen. He never gives up. I present to you, God's anointed, my husband, my faithful, loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you so much, beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning, you know, for this warm introduction. Thank every single one of you for coming to church. Amen. Thank every single one for coming to join in us, join in with us, you know, as, you know, we usher in the Holy Spirit, as we welcome God's presence, as we receive, you know, his word. You know, today we celebrate God. Every single day we celebrate God, but today we have designated this meeting place for us to be able to receive from the Holy Spirit. So let us pray. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single mind. We thank you for every single heart. We thank you for every single body. Hallelujah. That is present with us, and even those that are not present with us at this time, we thank you for them. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you give us all things through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us a blessed word for today, the word that you have given for us already in our minds, you know, in our spirits, is for us to be able to use and for us to be able to take the advantage from you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you speak to our minds and speak to our hearts. We pray that you be every single word that we are able to receive today. We pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take away from it. Hallelujah. Unclean thoughts. Unclean spirits that have showed up. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We say you go. You go right now. Spirit of confusion, you go right now. Doubt, fear, disbelief, you go right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree, do say amen, amen. 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 But today, I have a word for you today. The Holy Spirit has placed it upon my heart. Pastor Tawanika and I, you know, we got a chance to get a little bit of this word that God has for every single one of us, and we're going to share it with you. So if you do have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over to the book of John. Go with me over to the book of John, John chapter 1, John chapter 1, and we'll start right here with verse 1. Now today, the word that's going to go forth today, you know, if you need a heading or if you need a subject to be able to write down, is what did God say to do? What did God say to do? Amen. What did God say to do? That's a real good question. What did God say to do? Because when we really ask ourselves that question, you know, that really placed us in a place of accountability. You know, we have to be accountable for where we are. We have to be accountable, you know, for the things that we continue in. And we have to be accountable of knowing that, hey, what did God say to do? Every single thing that God tells us is for us to take the advantage. It's for us to have the advantage, not for us to be at a disadvantage. Amen.
Amen.
John, I'll be reading this from the King James Version. I will also be reading different versions of different versions of the Bible. I'll read NLT, some from the Message. It just depends on, you know, where the Holy Spirit leads me. But this right here, I'll be reading this from the New King James, I mean, from the King James Version. I'll read the New King James Version a little later. John chapter 1 and verses 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. I want us to understand something, that wherever you are right now, or whatever you have entered into, we need to understand that first there was the Word of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture is reading here, say, you know, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Well, how many of us know that anything that you are in, let's start off with the Word of God. Because when you start off with the Word of God, then you give yourself the advantage on anything that you enter into. Start off with the Word of God. When you wake up in the morning, start off with the Word of God. Two people that I see do this, I have saw do this, and I see them do it now. One of them, as a youth, when I was, you know, in my youth, I watched my grandfather. He would wake up in the morning, every single morning. He never missed a morning. He's gone on to glory now. Thank God, you know, he's ran the race and he's went on and be with the Lord. But here it is. He would wake up every single morning, and he would start off getting himself prepared to be able to receive the Word of God. Amen. Before he ate anything, before he had a conversation with you or had a conversation with anybody, he would say good morning. And but before he would do anything, he would get into the Word. Amen. In the beginning, there was the Word. He understands something. And I also, amen, I also witnessed my wife, Apostle Tawanika. I witnessed her do this every single day. I witnessed her before she start off. She would get into the Word of God. She would start off with prayer when she opened up. When she wake up in the morning, she would start off with prayer. That is the way. That is the way. And from there, she would go on to get in the Word of God. Even sometimes before she even fooled with me. Hallelujah. Amen. But she got it right. Amen. Hallelujah. She got it right. So here it is. We, right here, this book of John, you know, what he's saying, you know, in the beginning there was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So shall you be with the Word of God. So now let's be practical about the thing. See, a lot of this message today, it'll be focused in on practicality. It'll be focused in on what we are actually doing. What we are actually doing, what we are actually, you know, sometimes, you know, you can say something, but you might not be doing what you say. Sometimes you may have something, but you might not use what it is that you have. You know, let's just be practical about it. You know, sometimes you may have an idea, you may have a plan, there may be a method, you know, this, you know, but you might not be walking in that. You might not be actually doing what it is that you have already been guided to do. You know, first let's break it. Amen. Let's really take this word, you know, practical. You know, God wants us to be practical. He wants us to be practical. He wants us to be spiritual men and women filled with the Holy Spirit. But he also wants us to be real about situations, be real about things, you know, that we're in. And when I say be real, I mean he wants us to physically do the work. He wants us to physically receive him and do what it is that he instructs us to do. First, you have to receive God first. That means you have to hear, and you have to receive his word. You have to trust him and believe him, and then you walk in it. In the beginning, it was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So you too.
Yes.
So amen. Practicality is basically, I think we have turned, you know, that word, you know, practicality. You know, some of us use that, but I think most of us, you know, in this era, we call it keeping it real. Amen. So we gonna keep it real today. Amen. We're going to keep it real. Let's be true and let's be honest, you know, with ourselves. Are we really actually doing what God has instructed us to do? Amen. Are we actually using what God has given us to use? Are we actually receiving what God has given for us to receive? As a matter of fact, let's take that word receive and say take. Let's take the word receive. Are we taking what God have already made available? See, God have given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So are we taking all things from God that's pertaining to life and godliness? Amen. Go over here with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 18. I'm going to start here with verses 1. Luke chapter 18 and verses 1. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit, in every single thing that we say, every single thing that we do, and most of all, every single thing that we read, every take. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 reads here, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that man ought to always pray and not to faint." We can also find that over there in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we are to pray without ceasing. Man ought to always pray without fainting. Amen. 2 says, this is Jesus speaking here, "There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. 3, and there was a widow that was in the city, and she came to him saying, avenge me of my adversaries. And he would not for a while, but after a while he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she worries me. 6 says, and the Lord says, hear what the unjust judge saith. And 7 says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" Will he bear long with them? Let's understand this, church. Here it is over here in Luke chapter 18. There was a widow in the city, and she kept going to the judge. See, she was going, and she would not stop going to the judge. See, she wouldn't stop going to the judge. She wouldn't quit coming to him because her rights were being violated. We need to understand, she knew that the judge had power. She knew that he had authority to help her to change her situation. She knew that she had rights, and she knew that her rights were being violated. She kept going to the judge. Now, the Bible tells us over here in Luke chapter 18 that this judge, you know, he gave no thought to God, neither did he really care about man. He didn't care about a man, but she kept going to him because her rights were violated, because she know what authority, you know, that he holds. She kept going to him, you know, protect me. That's what she wanted him to protect her. Hallelujah. To protect her. That is what that she wanted him to do. And here, right here in the Bible, right here in Luke chapter 18, you know, this judge, he thought that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to avenge her. I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to protect her, because she keep on coming to me. She keep on coming to me. She keep on worrying me about this issue that she has going on. And I'm going to go ahead on and give her the justice that she's looking for. Amen. Let's be real about it. Hallelujah. How many of us who are a part of God's body, How many of us go through circumstances every single day? But how many of us would give up on going to God about that thing that is concerning us? Amen. See, Jesus was speaking this right here in parables because we need to understand that when you got God on your side, every single thing that you ask God for, it shall be given unto thee. This is the promise of God. God, see, the Bible tells us that God be for you, who can be against you? See, this widow woman knew that if she get the, if she got the judge that's on her side, regardless if he trusting God or not, she know if she can get him on her side, that she was going to get the justice that she is looking for. How many of us know that because you have already been delivered, you have already been freed, you have already been saved, you have already been born again, don't you know that you are justified? Do you realize, church, that you have a right to the throne of grace? Hallelujah. Do you realize, church, that you have a right to go to God, hallelujah, with anything that is concerning you? Let's just be practical about this thing, or let's just be real about this thing. How many times do you go to somebody else? How many times do you try to figure it out on your own? How many times do you just give up because you're inside the circumstance and you realize that there ain't nothing that you can do, and you just stay right there and just be in that circumstance and let it beat you down, let it take you down? Hallelujah. Sometimes it'll even kill you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be real about it, or let's be practical about life. What is it that is concerning you that God have not already given you an answer for?
Jesus.
Can we be like the widowed woman? Amen. Coming to the throne of grace boldly. She came to him every single time. I would imagine she came to him boldly. A bit, he probably just, she would say something and she didn't get the answer that she wants. And maybe she would go away for a little while, but she would come right back because she wanted the answer that she wants. Hallelujah. When you come to the throne of grace like that, she didn't stop believing that she was going to get the justice that she wanted. She did not stop believing. How many of us may have stopped believing? Let's keep it real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to understand what God wants for us being a part of his kingdom. We need to understand that every single day of our lives, we shall face some type of trial. We shall face some type of obstacle. I wish I could say that every single day, you know, is you know what, I didn't face anything. We will have those days. I'm just gonna be, I'm gonna be practical about this thing. You will have days, more days than any, that, you know, every single thing is going to work like it's supposed to. I'm talking about your home is operating like it's supposed to operate. Hallelujah. I'm talking about your physical body. You don't feel no pain. Your stomach is not upset. You're full, you know, in your stomach. Your mind is set right there in that place where you can receive a word of God. I'm talking about everything is flowing like it's supposed to. Those are the good days of life, and we see a lot of good days. That's the salvation of the Lord. But let's just keep it real. There are those days when you wake up, when you experience the evilness of the day, even before you even get up, hallelujah. I'm talking about in these evil days. See, the Bible tells us that we shall face trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. Go here, let's look at that. Matter of fact, we'll look at that from two different places. Go over here with me to the book of Matthew chapter 5. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 5, and let's start right here with, matter of fact, let's start right here with verses 3. Matthew chapter 5. Now, we talk about what did God tell us to do. What did God say to do? Well, first we need to understand that who you are and what God has already told you. Hey, man, let's understand of who you are. See, I want to talk to every single body that is blessed. I want to talk to every single body that's blessed. I'm talking about every single one that believes, hallelujah, that are saved and delivered and set free. Every single one that has God's grace. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you're blessed if you are poor in the spirit? Amen. Matthew chapter 5 and verses 3 says, blessed are the poor in the spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. For it says, blessed is they that do mourn, for they shall be comforted. How many may have entered into a place where you're poor in spirit? How many have found yourself in a place where you're mourning? Hallelujah. It says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Don't you see he says blessed? You are already blessed. That word blessed with the E-D means is already done. Amen.
Hello.
Let's skip on over here to verses 12. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So don't we realize right now that you are blessed? And because you are blessed, you shall see some persecutions because of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of the one that you trust in. Because of the one that blessed you. Hallelujah. But it says to rejoice. Rejoice means to brighten up. Hallelujah. Brighten up. Brighten up because you are blessed. That means don't look at the circumstance. Don't look at the situation and be in a place of this is what it is. See, it is not, even though that may be going on right now, that's not the end. That's not the end of you. That's not the final say. Jesus Christ is the final. He has the final say. And you use what Jesus Christ have given for you. You need to know what God have already said to you for you to use in these days, where it seemed like everything is going wrong, when it seemed like every single feeling in your body, everything hurts. Your heart hurts. Your mind hurts. Your leg hurts. Your head hurts. Hallelujah. You have the word of God. Hallelujah. To deliver you from all of this pain and this suffering. Hallelujah. Let's be real about it. What ideas do you have? So what I'm saying is, What will you do? What you gonna do? Hey man, excuse me on that. What will you do? What idea, what plan, what method do you have for you to succeed or to be effective in your circumstances? Amen. That's a good question. What's your plan? What kind of ideas do you have? What will you do when you face trials and tribulations? Amen. Go with me, please. Over here to the book of, go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. The plan should be God's plan. When you don't know what to do in a circumstance, let's make sure that we understand first, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So we should understand that we should begin with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We should get in the Word of God when we're in circumstances, and we should understand that the end thereof will be God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 reads here, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the tricks of the devil. Amen. So here it is, an idea, a plan or a method that we should use so we can be in that place of advantage effectively. So to change these circumstances right now, right here it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Okay, what does that mean, Pastor? You know, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Well, don't you know that the word of God that have already been written, It's for you to able to believe. It's for you to able to receive it. It's for you to take it. It's for you to write it down on the tables of your heart. It's for you to have it behind your eyelids. It's for you to think about it every single time that you face a situation. Every single time that a high exalted idea comes up in your head to cause you to want to break down. So you ought to refer back to the Word of God. Because when you refer back to the Word of God, then don't you understand that you're being strong in the Lord and the power of His might. God has given you His authority to be able to use His Word. Amen. Because He knows that every single day there's going to be somebody that's filled with Satan. There's going to be somebody that's filled with evilness. There's going to be somebody that's going to try to trick you. There's going to be somebody that's going to be trying to move you out of the presence of the Lord. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Hallelujah. That you be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. But you've got to use the Word of God, because the Word of God is the only thing that you're going to be able to use to be able to stand. Hallelujah. 12 reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You better know what you're fighting up against. So you might think you may be fighting up against people, but you ain't fighting against the people. You're fighting against those principalities and those powers that govern those people that you deal with.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're wrestling and you're fighting against the tricks of the devil that cause you to enter into darkness. Hallelujah. You're fighting against spiritual wickedness. So that means that this is a spiritual battle. This is a type of battle that maybe you can't put your finger on. This is something that goes on internalized inside of your mind and inside of your heart that causes you to move into places that God never intends for you to move in. What will you do? What did God say for you to do? He tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the Word of God.
My Lord.
What is the Word of God? Well, we need to understand the Word of God is what already has been written. So let's be real about the situation. Let's be real about what it is that we're facing right now. Have you used the Word of God concerning that thing that you're in right now?
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you put on the whole armor of God? Have you reminded yourself, self, I got the Word of God. When your mind, I'm talking about when the tricks of the devil enter into your mind and enter into your heart, that place where you're feeling like you're at a disadvantage, that place where you're feeling hopeless, that place where you're feeling helpless, hallelujah, that place where you're feeling broke down, have you applied the Word of God to that circumstance? Because circumstances will speak to you, church. They will speak to you. I'm talking about, they will speak to you. Hallelujah. But you have God's power. You have God's authority to speak to that circumstance using the Word of God. Don't you know that the angels are assigned to you right now? Angels are assigned to you to move in your life, but you have to be able to use spiritual authority for the angels to move. See, the angels move in your life when you loose the Word of God out of your mouth. Every single body, hallelujah, that has already been recorded in the Word of God, hallelujah, that has already been written about, they use spiritual authority. They open up their mouth and they make declarations of what God the Father Almighty, God the Son, and what God the Holy Spirit was had already done for them. Hallelujah. They believed. Hallelujah. And that there, what they believed in, they was able to see all that they had believed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They trusted in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Even back before the new covenant, we need to understand there was an old covenant. We need to understand that there was people that knew the law. They knew the law, and they knew how to enforce the law. See, we know the story. We know that there's a new covenant for us to do. We know that, but here it is. The law
has already been fulfilled through Christ Jesus, so we too should know how to use the promises of God concerning every single circumstance. That means we need to know what is written, and what is written, we need to be able to live by it, and we should enforce it with our mouth. God gave us the ability to speak. What did God say for us to do? If even Jesus, over him when he was led in the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil, he took up in the mountain and he offered him this, I'll show you this, I'll give you that. Cast yourself down and the angels will pick you, they will bear you up. Hallelujah. Jesus used the word of God. He said, it is written. Hallelujah. And when he said what is written, see, Satan has no defense on what is written until he got to the place where Satan, get these away from me. I'm your God. Hallelujah. Don't you know? Yes, you too should do it like that. Know that you have God's power. Know that you have God's authority. What did God say for you to do? God said to use his word. That's what he said for you to do. God said that I give you authority in the name of Jesus to speak to mountains and tell them to be ye there removed and be cast into the sea. That's what God said. God said to enforce this authority. Tread upon scorpions. Hallelujah. God said, put on the whole armor. God said to use my word. God told us to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Man ought to always pray without fainting. That means we ought to always pray. That means we ought to always use the word of God. Say to God what God had already said to you in anything that you're praying about. That's using spiritual authority. And when it comes down to when you have to resist the devil, when you have to fight off these unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, you say what God have already said in his word in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you move right now. Hallelujah. For God said that I have authority over you. You be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's true prayer. Hallelujah. That's how you become delivered from these things that you deal with every day, these circumstances, these people that are full of darkness. In the name of Jesus, that's what God says for us to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that every single one be strong in the Lord and power of his might. I pray that every single one take every single circumstance and cast it on Jesus. I pray that every single one use what God have already given you to use, which is his word, his written word that will never come back void, for you to trust and believe in it, for you to use it and be like the widow woman. Don't stop using it until you have what you say. Amen. When that thing trying to come back, or when that person trying to come back and try to keep on reminding you of who you be, or this is what you got, this is what you got, say, I got Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have already been cast out, Satan, you are defeated for. Pain, you cannot operate in my body legally. Amen. I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you. By the power and blood of Jesus Christ, in the word of my testimony right now, I say that I'm delivered and I'm set free. And who the Son has freed is free indeed. Amen. I pray that every single one was able to receive the Holy Spirit, receive what he had to say today, for us to be real about every single situation in the word of God. Amen. Let's be practical. Let's take our medication. Let's go visit God's anointed doctors. Let's get ourselves in a place where we be nutritious, you know, eating the right foods. Let's wake up every single morning, hallelujah, with a plan, God's plan, to exercise. Hallelujah. To keep our minds stayed on Him. Not listening to the worldly and the gossip and all this stuff and not trying to be like everybody else that make a decision to be broke down and to be broke. Don't you know that you will transfer that spirit and that'll be on you and you'll be in a place where you feel like I don't have enough strength. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient enough. Amen. God bless you and may God keep you. What did God say to do? Know what is written and everything will be all right. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There might be one today. I've never prayed the prayer of salvation. But today is your desire, hallelujah, to be born again. This is an invitation to come to Jesus. Amen. This is an invitation to come to Jesus. You come. Will you press one? There's a simple, but the most important thing you can ever do in your life is to pray the prayer of salvation. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling inclined to do this. Pray this with me. Lord Jesus, I realize that I am a sinner. And I realize that I am without. Hallelujah. I believe that you have already done it all for me. Hallelujah. I believe that every single thing that is concerning me, it is already finished. I believe you died for every single one of my sins. I believe that you were dead, hallelujah, and was buried and was resurrected by the Holy Spirit. I believe right now that you sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I confess that you did it all for me. I confess that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. And I ask you right now to come into my life. Save me. And I confess right now by the word of my mouth that Jesus, I am saved. And I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you have just prayed that, hallelujah, will you press one? Because Apostle Tyreek and I, we want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There may be one that have already prayed the prayer of salvation. There may be one that may be dealing with some stuff right now, some circumstances. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Apostle Tyreek and I, we would love to pray with you. We would love to pray for you. Hallelujah. We would love to pray with you.
Amen.
You have to come. You have to come. Will you press one? Will you bring it all over to Jesus? You're not bringing it to me. You're not bringing it to Apostle. You're bringing it to God. See, we're all one in the body of Christ. See, God uses people. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray over you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believers, hallelujah. If you believe, hallelujah, in the word of God, if you believe in prayer, will you come? Whatever it is that's concerning you. Amen.
Amen.
Someone that's looking for a church home. Amen. We would love to love you. Amen. How many people listen? I just want somebody to love me. I want somebody to be able to feed me. I want somebody to help me. So we're going to do that through the lens of the Holy Spirit. And we're just going to love on you. We welcome you over here to the Gospel Public Ministry. We are a ministry of deliverance. We are tongue talking. Hallelujah. We speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Because that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Not our own power. But we're going to give you what thus said the Lord. Amen. And we're going to help you to get in that place where you can be able to be confident in yourself so you can do the same. Will you come? Will you press one? There's no time and no distance in spirit. Will you come?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, will you pray for us?
We thank God. We thank God. blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for the word that went forth. May it take root in us and manifest in our actions. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your will, your plan for our life. And we just want to say we love you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, be the glory. At this time, we're going to go ahead and receive our tithes and offerings. And we wrap up here. We have a few minutes left before the system goes down. If you have your tithes and offerings today, you can send over if you have cash out to Pastor Chantel. If you need another means of sending those tithes and offerings over, Let us pray, dear Jesus, make us an initiative for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply, but we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we have a true financial office of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings and offerings of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply our generosity to make faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit kissed heart. To give yourselves, press down, shake it together, run over the men, run and give it to our brothers. It is in Jesus' name we pray. God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements for today, Sunday, October the 24th, 2021, are as following: the Gospel Public Ministry of Houston, Texas. See your pastor, St. Magnus, Pastor Paul, and Nicholas. On Mondays at 6 a.m., Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. You will call the church line at 845-377-9213, the one that we're on today. On Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturday, we have Saturday School Lessons. Sunday, we have two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. In the month of October, we decree and declare in prayer a month of breakthrough. So join us if you want to. Help to pray about anything that you've been waiting for things to turn around, breakthrough in an area, whether your health, your strength, your finance, your business, your marriage, whatever it is. Let us come to agreement. Join us at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our prayer line number is 520-525-8608. Again, that number is 520-525-8608. As we are decreeing the plan, October will be the month of breakthrough. Amen. All of them. So join us. We have one more week in the month of October as we get ready to wrap up all the time of prayer together for the entire month. And it's been great breakthrough. We just thank God for his divine plan. Amen. Amen. And those of us that are celebrating a birthday in the month of October, happy birthday. We wish happy birthday to our daughter, Kenya, who turned 17 years old on yesterday. Happy birthday. We pray to God for you to bless her, strengthen her, favor all the days of her life, that she will grow up to be a mighty woman of God. She will intercede for others that their lives. Pray we turn their life forward and give her to Jesus. Amen. And anyone else that's celebrating a birthday this month, happy birthday to you. A happy anniversary to anyone that's celebrating a birthday. Anniversary. We pray the blessing and favor of God upon your marriage. So God increase you and grow you more in love and patience and together in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God with the glory. Amen. 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 We do want everyone to place on your prayer list Brother Larry Thompson. We want to continue to lift him up as Brother Joe Washington's brother in law. So we're going to keep him in prayer. Amen. Ask God to divinely intervene and turn it all around for his good. So we look forward to the testimony. Amen. So walk in expectancy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that's all we have for our announcements on today as we are the Gospel Public Ministries, and we'll be going out. We all look forward to those dates that we'll be going out each month. You can join us if you're in the Houston area or if you're busy. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you all. We thank you for what it went forth. Remember, they came from our own path on today. May God refill you, refresh you, restore you. All the virtue that release your body on today as you allow the Holy Spirit to use you. Almighty. One thing I do want to say about some of the past ministries is God's plan for your God's will. God's plan is God's will for your life. Amen. So understand that God's plan is God's will for your life. Glory to God. Let us pray. Lord, release the pastor's blessing. Now we hear the gospel of this ministry. Hallelujah, Pastor Dorothy. Amen. Prophet Power, we command in the ministry, Lamb Green. We want to just thank God for you today. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to know in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to have a, we bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Don't forget, this is our program in prayer at 6 p.m. So join us today if you can. Come believe so that you can receive the testimony.
Amen. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to speak to you, to your soul. And I pray that all that was able to receive something out of there. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, again. God bless you. May God keep you. We love 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 you. Amen. Never can love you more than God loves you. Amen. Remember, every single one, Satan has already been defeated. So that means that anything that may be dealing with you has already been taken care of. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, Gold Mansion. just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days earned, till I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I